In the media, we hear a lot about what it takes to balance parenting and a career.
Which means we hear a lot about what women should do about it.
Well, a new article written by a woman in Atlantic Magazine called Why Women Still Can't Have It All is causing quite the debate.
Our culture is making it very difficult for most women to actually have work and family and the same career choices as men.
Can women have it all, and what does that mean?
I just think it's a question.
The so-called mommy wars flared up again last year when Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg published a book called Lean In. It encourages working women not to give up on their career goals just because they also want to have children.
And the fact is, these conversations are happening because the numbers still aren't adding up. Women are outperforming men academically, and yet they're still just a fraction of the people making decisions at the top.
Well, what if figuring this out weren't just up to women?
50-50 is the mindset that both parents are important as breadwinners and important as parents.
That's Joanna Strober. She's co-author of Getting to 50-50, How Working Parents Can Have It All by Sharing It All. She and her co-author Sharon Mears are both working parents in the Bay Area, and they set out to write a guide for couples on how to share the work of parenting while prioritizing both of their careers.
They surveyed more than 1,000 working mothers, and their research shows the benefits of engaged dads and working moms. And we should note, this book focuses on straight couples.
Strober joined our colleague Hannah Baba in the studio to talk about what inspired her to write a book like this.
I grew up with a mom who stayed at home and in a very traditional relationship. And then I went to law school and I started working at a law firm that had only one woman partner. And everyone talked about the fact that she was working as she went into labor and how scary it was. And so I didn't have role models. I didn't have examples of women who were successfully working and raising kids. And so without those role models, you're very scared of how you're going to do it. And so what we're trying to do is show that there's lots of role models. There's lots and lots of people who are successfully doing this in different ways. But the key to this was to marry the right person. And if you didn't marry the right person, to still be able to negotiate with them.
So let's start there. Let's start at marriage. In this interview, you said that one of the biggest career decisions you'll ever make is who you marry.
Yes.
What does that mean? Does that mean pragmatism over love? Or where are emotions then left?
So I definitely dated men in my 20s who prioritized their career dramatically over mine. And I can see that if I had married them, I don't know how I would have necessarily had a career. And they were great guys, and it had nothing to do with whether they were good guys, but they were very focused on themselves, and my role was going to be to make their career more successful for them.
And you thought about that at that time?
No, I wasn't so clever as to think about it at that time. My co-author, Sharon, did. The difference is that she grew up in a family where her parents got divorced, so she was much more concerned about these issues before she got married, because she had seen what happens when people don't discuss these issues.
But then she married a conservative guy.
She
right?
did. And she
like on the first date, what did he say?
Yeah, in the first date he said he thought that women should stay home with their kids. But, you know, I think the truth is men want their wives to be happy. They really do want them to be happy. And I think what she showed is, look, I will be happiest if I have a career, and therefore our marriage will be most successful if I have a career. And he bought that. He understood that. The research definitely shows that women who have multiple roles in their life are happier. And for some people, that's not as important. And for other people, it's very important.
So in your book, you discuss men and women equally contributing financially to the household finances and to the home. And that means what? That means...
Doesn't mean equal. We don't say equally contribute in the terms of dollar amount. It's equally viewing their
place.
Their place as being able to help support the family. So it's not about how much money. It's definitely not. It's about feeling fulfilled in your job and taking your job seriously.
And so which of those do you think is more difficult and needs more work? The home part or the breadwinner part?
Well, When moms feel like they are the only one who can do things at home, it gets much more difficult to go to work. If you think that the only way that your kids are going to be better off is if you cook them their food and you do the shopping and you take care of the parent-teacher conferences and you do everything, it gets very stressful to go to work. So we do think there has to be a mind shift both for men and women to bring men into the home. And if you do that, then it also makes it much easier for women to go to work.
How can that conversation start?
So let's talk about the importance of dads.
Mm-hmm.
The research actually shows that when men go to school 3 times a year, kids are better behaved and have better grades.
To the kids' school.
To the kids' school, yes. That dads being important is actually an incredibly, so important that Sharon and I have started to call dads the swing factor. And so we want to get the dads into those decisions. Now, one thing that's really interesting is that we are seeing a big shift. As I mentioned earlier, Sharon and I talk every year at Stanford Business School. And it used to be that the class that we talk in, the work and family class, was maybe 80% women and 20% men. Now the class is about 50-50. And those men, they're really emotional about the fact that they don't want to be necessarily stuck in traditional roles. They want to have some freedom to take risks in their careers. They actually want to see their kids.
Hmm.
And if their wife doesn't work, they have no choice.
What does it do for the relationship between the husband and the wife?
Well, it definitely reduces divorce rate. It's definitely been shown that divorce rate is lower when both men and women are working. 50-50 is good economics. It is really good financially for families to have two working parents.
Okay. Can you give me an example of 50-50 and how it works in the home? What does that mean? What does 50-50 mean?
So it may not sound so romantic, but, you know, get out a piece of paper. It doesn't have to be split down the middle, but maybe on Sunday night, sit down and say, okay, what's happening this week? What mornings do you have to get to work early? What mornings do I have to get to work early? What meals need to get cooked? Who's going to do what? And it doesn't have to be even. 50-50 is a mindset. It's not a question of splitting things evenly.
Can it be 60-40?
It can absolutely. Some years might be 60-40, right? You might decide that for one person's career, you're going to move someplace and you're going to say, okay, we're going to maximize this person's career for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. But as an overall marriage, we're going to think about the next move is yours. Where do you want to go?
So do you think your guidelines and this whole idea works across cultural borders? We're a multicultural society. When I read it, I just felt like everybody in there was white, for example.
So we definitely interviewed people of color and Asian people and all sorts of different people for our book. It was definitely not all.
Okay.
It was definitely not all white people. We didn't identify them as such. But
right.
I can tell you that recently, we've had a number of Indian women and Chinese women come up to us after talks and say, look, you need to come talk to us in China. You need to come talk to us in India because it's really hard for us. Flip side of it is in Japan, the research shows that no one's getting married, right? Women are not interested in the traditional roles anymore, and the birth rates are going down dramatically. In Italy, women are not getting married. In France, I mean, they don't want to have kids, right? In many cultures, women are looking and saying, you know, if the traditional role is what I have to have once I get married and have children, I'm not interested. So I actually think it's a worldwide problem.
Wow. So is 50-50 for everyone?
You know, I don't want to say that anything is for everyone. If someone doesn't want to work and wants to stay home with their kids, that is great. My mom is a great example. My mother had a great marriage. She stayed home, and I think she could not be happier. And as her children, we couldn't be happier. So for her, it worked out great. For other people, it doesn't work out so great. And so you'll have to figure out for yourself whether it's the right thing for you. And it's not my job to say what they should do. I just look at the research and I try to give examples of the different ways that you can be successful.